board the ship this afternoon. There's something coming
to the Vietnamese people?
Coming to America.
You wonder what we'll do when we can't find jobs for our own people.
This is what I'm saying. This is, these people had to pay $1,000. They said on the news, I don't know. You know, one half of the stuff they say on the news is not true. And neither had to pay for them. I learned that a long time ago. But, they showed the picture of this huge ship full of people going free from someplace. And this man's got rid of everything he had to free him and his family so we could get on this boat. And they discovered America, to come to America. And I just don't know, you know, so many people, so many people are coming in America from all these other countries, Joe. It ain't, you know, it'll be something else at Plymouth.
Maybe everybody will fit in all right.
Yeah, if they come and fit in with America, that's fine. But, you know, I always think about Pearl Harbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think about that a lot of time. I think about how you bring these folks in, you just don't ever know. You may have a spy in the bunch, you can't never tell.
Oh, let's hope not. It'd be bad with all the atomic weapons.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone.
Well, I hope not too, but I tell you, I really hope we got some people in America who are smart enough to really know what they're doing when they bring them in.
You too this trip. Okay.
Well, that's something they need to have.
My grandmother had one with the cuckoos where you had to pull the little pine cones every day. And it'd cuckoo on, one cuckoo on a half hour and then it'd cuckoo the number on hour. We talk about clothes for a minute. Okay. Hey, if we had, talking about a man's suit, a three-piece suit, what would the parts of a three-piece suit be?
Well, I'll tell it like you want it in the old language, right?
Yeah.
Well, we used to say the bottom part was pants.
Mm-hmm.
And the next piece of the suit is a vest.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is a coat.
Okay. And if that coat had real fancy buttons, you say, that coat sure has fancy buttons. I kind of have to prompt you to say
Well, if I make $100 on this, I guess I must be just getting it. I sound like I'm going to school.
You really, huh? Did your daddy wear overalls?
Oh, yes, he sure did.
Would you describe them for me?
Well, his overalls were made of what they call them. They had galluses, we call them galluses on them.
They
crossed
like suspend-
in the back, just like the you see them now.
Mm-hmm.
That gallus crossed in the back, and they had these hooks up here where they buckle them. And this little part from the waist that come up, we call that the apron of the overall. Really, they were so inexpensive, and you go to buy a pair now.
Probably $20 now.
That's right. That's right. But still, we had to